You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am Mika, Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. Amen. And we are praying. We are praying to the Most High God. We are presenting ourselves unto the Lord, the only living God. We're presenting ourselves a living sacrifice. It's a lot of living. Hallelujah. That's happening. Amen. We're presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, God. Holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world. We be not conformed to the circumstances. We be not conformed to the situations. We be not conformed to what we see. We be not conformed maybe to what we're feeling. We be not conformed to the past. We be not conformed to the lie. Hallelujah. We be not conformed, amen, to even the earthly things that that is a posture of settling for less than what God has for us. We be not conformed, Lord Jesus, to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. So that we may know your good and perfect and acceptable will. We need God to renew our minds. We need you, Lord God, to give us eyes to see and ears to hear, that we may know your good and perfect and acceptable will. Because something may not look good to us, but your good and perfect and acceptable will is in that place. Something may not. I'm not saying everything. Hallelujah. We need to be able to discern. We need to be in a place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, of God watering us, watering our minds and our hearts, so that maybe there are times where something is imperfect and something is inconvenient and something is uncomfortable and something is tight and something is even maybe stubborn and not moving and something is maybe dry and seeming like a wasteland. But in that place, God says, no, there's a perfection here. I'm doing something here. My good and perfect and acceptable will is being birthed out of this place. It's being birthed out of this thing. I shandarabosia. Oh, maybe even it's with a individual, or I don't know, but it may be coming across to our earthly selves, our carnal selves, our fleshly selves, amen, hallelujah, as not good, as not perfect, as not acceptable. Take this to the Lord and ask for discernment. Right, and we need our spiritual ears to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord. But because we are presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, come on, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Because maybe we got to sacrifice our own reaction, our own go-to reactions, because we have to sacrifice and be quiet when I want to say something, because we got to sacrifice and forgive when I want to hold on to the thing, because we got to sacrifice what we like. Jesus, and experience something that we don't like for a moment, for a time, for a season, so that ultimately we can come into the fullness of what God likes and what he pleases. Jesus, so we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you to be able to withstand and go through a dry period, a wilderness period, a famine period, a less than period, a time of being the tail, hallelujah, a time of having to wait. Oh, Jesus, we're running to you, a time of enduring pain or sickness, a time, oh God, hallelujah, that does not look like this, does not look like God's good and perfect and acceptable will. Jesus, we love you. So what are we doing right now? We're presenting ourselves unto God. Somebody needs to say, we need to all say, Lord, I'm presenting myself to you right now. Lord, we're casting our cares to you right now. Lord God, we are exalting you and not the situation right now and not the person right now and not the problem right now. Hallelujah, Rebasaya. We are exalting you and worshiping you and declaring that you are our source and that you are the great I am and that you are the source of our healing and that you are the source of our knowing and you are the source of our understanding. Hallelujah. And you are our way and you are our truth and you are our life and you are, hallelujah, the great I am, and you are the Alpha and Omega, and you are the beginning and the end, and you are the first and the last, and you are all-knowing, omniscient, and you are, hallelujah, omnipresent, hallelujah, and you are omnipotent, all-powerful, and you are omnibeloved, all-loving, and you are long-suffering, oh God, and you are mercy, and you are grace. You are the grace that we need, and you are what we need right now. You are what we need right now. You are our comfort. You are El Roy, the God who sees. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. You are Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are our daily bread. You are. Thank you, Lord. I'm being reminded even right now that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. May we hold on. May we hang on to every word. May we be at the place, Lord God, where we're holding on and hanging on and even looking to you for the next word. And then the next word, and then the next word. And don't allow us to get out of your word. And don't allow us to get out of your instruction. And don't allow us to get out of leaning on you. Don't allow us to get in a place of leaning on our own understanding, oh God. Thank you, hallelujah, for forgiving us. Hallelujah. Thank you. May we be a people that have a heart to of humility and repentance, oh God, that we're quick and ready and available and willing to change, and willing to change, and willing to change, oh God, even if the change feels uncomfortable, even if the change it's hard, even if the change comes with a little bit of resistance from us, oh God, may we submit and surrender to the change that you're calling us to so that we can birth and discover and see and experience the man or the woman that you have created us to be, to come into the oneness with your promise and your plan. Lord God, we say thank you right now. We thank you for the blueprint, Lord Jesus, in the section of the blueprint to our lives in this season, in this time. Lord, we need to hear from you, O God. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn, returning from our ways, returning from our wicked ways, returning, hallelujah, even some of our ways may not be wicked to us, but they're not conducive. Hallelujah. But they're not conducive to what it is that God is wanting to do with you, with me, with us in this season, in this time, in our life. Some of those ways cannot come with us. So God, help us. We turn over the ways that cannot come with us into a land flowing with milk and honey. Lord, let us turn over the ways, the thoughts, the habits, the ideas. Shandaya, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Even the theologies. Some of our theologies cannot come. Cannot come with us into the new season, into the new opportunities, into, come on, y'all. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Some of the sin, hallelujah, cannot come with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We invite you into this place. We invite you into our hearts. We invite you into our rooms. We invite you into our offices. We invite you into our cars. We invite you into our minds. We invite you, O God, into the circumstances. We invite you, O God, into the situation. We invite you into that place of our likings. We invite you into that place of our dislikings. Hallelujah. We invite you in to every area of our life and turn on the light, Lord. Be the light to expose. Hallelujah. To expose even darkness that's appearing as light, that's appearing as okay. God, we invite you in. God, we want to know you in a very real and intimate and deeper and richer in a way, Lord God. Hallelujah. And so we take up our cross. And first we deny ourselves and we take up our cross to follow you, Lord God. Where and what do we need to deny? And maybe even who do we need to deny and take up our cross to follow you, oh God? Where we are, where those places of stubbornness, hallelujah, and unwillingness, may we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you, oh God, in those places where you were even lacking in hope and lacking in belief and lacking in faith and lacking in joy and lacking in understanding and lacking in wisdom. May we deny those areas, take up our cross and follow you, that in those places, oh God, that you are now beginning to pour in and fill us up with hope and fill us up, oh God, with joy, and fill us up with peace, and fill us up, oh God, with understanding as you see fit, and fill us up with wisdom, and fill us up with discernment, and fill us up with revelation, and fill us up, hallelujah, Lord God, with your shalom, and fill us up, oh God, with healing, and fill us up, oh God, with laughter, and fill us up, oh God. Yes, Lord, where we must deny ourselves from entertaining toxicity and entertaining strife and entertaining Yerabasia, even stress, Lord God, that may we deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Where there is disobedience, may we deny ourselves, oh God, to obey you. When we are in disobedience, you know what we're doing? We're exalting us. Yes. We are accepting and entertaining and acknowledging self. May we deny ourselves that we may obey. Hallelujah. Take up our cross, even if that means that I gotta endure a moment of some suffering. Hallelujah. If Jesus had to suffer to be able to meet the glory of God and the power of his resurrection. And if that's the way, then Lord God, gird us up in your strength to go your way, oh God. Lord, may we be so blinded by you and following and sold out to you, following your instruction. Somebody say, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience, hallelujah. It's at the place of obedience that we meet the reward of the Lord. It is at the place of obedience. It is at the place of obedience, hallelujah, that we experience the goodness and the power and the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the supernatural of Yahweh. Oh, may we be an obedient people, O God. Help us to be obedient and not have to understand. Help us to be obedient and not have it have to make sense. Help us to be obedient and it not and logic is not needed. Help us to be obedient in this season. May we be a yes to you, O God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Whatever it is that's keeping us in any way from freely being obedient to you, submitting to you in those places, oh God, may we deny ourselves, take up our cross to follow you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deal with our thought life, Heavenly Father. Breathe your breath of life on our thought life, oh God, where we have a famine thought life, a dead thought life, ayeshandia, even a paralytic thought life, an afflicted thought life, a sick thought life, a disease thought life. God, heal us in that area of our thought life. Help us, oh God, to take the thoughts captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ Jesus wherever there were lies planted in our mind and in our thought life. We uproot it right now. Hallelujah. We remove it. We ask, oh God, that you will pour in to those areas, those crevices, even I just heard the Holy Spirit, the craters in our thought life, oh God. That's impacting our decision making, and that's that's a coloring and distorting the way we even think about ourselves and see life, hallelujah, and be able to even see and trust the Lord. Ah, Jesus, we need you. Oh, we need you to help us. Help us, oh God. Help us to obey when you are telling us to forgive. Help us to obey when you're telling us to look the other way. Help us to obey when you are telling us to let it go. Help us to obey when you're telling us to be silent. Help us to obey when you're telling us to speak on the thing. Help us to obey when you're telling us, oh God, to step out on faith. Help us to obey the instruction. I'm reminded in scripture that the place of God's miracles, the place of God's healing, the place of God's deliverance, the place of experiencing Jesus, a Jesus encounter, most of the time, it came with an instruction of faith, obedience. Rise up and walk. Take up your mat, right, and walk. Go show yourself to the priest. Dip seven times. Come on. Hallelujah. In the Jordan. March around one time for 6 days. Hallelujah. And making no noise. And then on the seventh day, march around seven times and shout when you hear the ram's horn blown. Come on, y'all. Oh, Jesus. Ah, yes. May we get into a place of obedience and even agreeing what God says. What does God say? What is the Lord's report? What is God's report? That's the report that we are choosing to believe. That is the report where I gotta now deny. In order for me to agree with this report, we may have to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow God in believing and walking and agreeing with His report, the good report. The good report of God may stare directly in the face what we're seeing and oppose it. Help us, Jesus. Forgive us where we have come into agreement with the lie, with the lie of Satan, with the lie of even our past, with the lie of what somebody else said, with the lie. Help us, Lord God. Help us. We renounce all those words that of being in agreement with the lie, oh God. Let us agree with the truth, no matter what it looks like. You say we are healed, hallelujah. And your scripture says that by your stripes we are healed, hallelujah. Then we are healed. You say that you are providing, for I am Jehovah Jireh. Then you are providing, and I and we agree with you are providing. You say that you are making a way, hallelujah, when we are very much staring out of no way. Then you're making a way, and we thank you. You say we need only to stand and be still, hallelujah, and to hold our peace, for you are fighting on our behalf. Then we're choosing to hold our peace, no matter how much we want to exercise a different emotion. Help us to hold our peace and see you speak on our behalf. Fight on our behalf. Lord God, you say go at it again. Then may we ignore all the things that happened when we were doing it. I'm reminded right now When Jesus was speaking to Simon Peter, right, and told them to cast their net again. When Simon Peter said, "We toiled all night long with no success. Nevertheless, at your word, we will do it." Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some of us may need to have a nevertheless, not my will. I'm denying my will. Taking up my cross. Come on, somebody, if we're following after Jesus and following you. So nevertheless, this is my will. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. But you're saying you like it, and I'm saying I don't like it. I'm gonna go with you, God. We're gonna go with you. We're gonna go with you. Help us, Jesus, in this time to trust you with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. Help us to acknowledge you in everything. In everything, you want to be acknowledged. Help us to acknowledge you in everything. In those places where we're not acknowledging you, knowingly or unknowingly, may those places begin to be denied and starved and ignored so that you are now attended to, acknowledged, heard, felt, experienced in those places. God, I thank you for rebuking the storms in our life, rebuking the pain in our life, rebuking the hardship in our life, rebuking the problems in our life, rebuking the sickness in our life, rebuking the infirmity in our life. Rebasaya, moving, oh God, in such a way that we're declaring you are Lord, you are healer, you are provider, you are way maker, you are faithful, you are good. Your word will not return unto you void. You are the perfecter, hallelujah, of your word, the finisher of your word. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we want to get closer to you, and give us a hunger and thirst to want to get closer to you, to be closer to you. No matter what it is, we have to deny to be closer to you, to get closer to you. May everything we do, career, personal, relational, and may it all come out of the place of our relating with you, of our intimacy with you. Help us, Heavenly Father, to walk in the power and the authority that you've given us. Begin to minister to us about the power, the authority, the dominion that you've given to us, that we will operate from a place of obedience, of walking in the fullness of our power. Listen, we can be disobedient, and that looks like not walking in our power and authority. Walking in less than. That's a form of disobedience. Hello. Hello. Jesus. Where? Even open our minds and our eyes to, like, where, because even some of the disobedience is not like sin and, oh, it's so bad, right? But begin to, like, give us a new understanding of, like, I didn't even realize, but simply also some things didn't being disobedient is like me choosing to walk in my own way versus walking in your way. I want to walk in your way. I want to walk in your love. Hello. That the Holy Spirit just put this scripture as soon as I say, I'm gonna walk in your love. What's walking in your What's walking in your lap? Somebody say, what's walking in your lap? Let's see what's walking. Let's see what's walking in God's lap. Apostle Paul speaks about love, right? Charity, love, suffereth long. There go that word again, suffer. Sometimes we experience a suffering but there's fruit at the end of that place. Even in the book of James talks about counting all joy when we find ourselves in diverse temptations and in trials of many kinds, right? Because there's a work that's happening there. Let me pull it up. Let's pull it up. Let's pull it up and read it. Hold on. I know we're in 1 Corinthians 13. I know we started that. But hold on. Let's just see. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. You are faithful to do. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Your faith is being tried. You're working patience. I'm building up my patience game. What is our patience game like? Going back to 1 Corinthians 13, what is our love game like? Love suffers long. Love is patient. It's kind. It does not envy. It doesn't... it says, charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Come on. We're not boasting about ourselves. It does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own way. It does not seek her own way. It is not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. What's our love game like? It beareth all things. What's our love game like? It believes all things. What's our love game like? It hopes all things. Hallelujah. What's our love game like? It endures. I don't know why I had to say it like that. It endures all things. Some of those things, suffering things, don't feel good things. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is just on this. Because the walking with God, doesn't always feel delicious. God will expose where we are highly dependent on our fleshly feelings, highly dependent on selfishness, highly dependent on impatience, highly dependent on having all my needs satisfied when I want, how I want. When we're highly dependent on justifying self, when we gotta deny self, even even when we are justified in defending ourselves. Jesus was innocent going to that cross. Who are we going to have fight this thing for us? Let's choose God. He can do it far better. Choosing God may mean that we gotta wait a little bit longer than we would like. It may mean, will mean, that it's gonna happen a way that we wouldn't have chose. We wouldn't choose. What's our love game like? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Help us with our love game, Lord. We present our love game to you. We present the condition in the state in which we love right now to you. Oh, Jesus. Let us deny ourselves, take up our cross, follow you so that we can love better and love more like you. Hallelujah. What is our patient game like, oh God? Help us to deny ourselves in that place of impatience. Take up our cross and follow you, that we are patient in a way that reflects Christ Jesus, that's conformed to Christ Jesus, to you, God, who is long-suffering. Oh, Jesus! My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So when does patience work? When my faith is being tried. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Are we a want people? Are we a me me people? If so, and yes, we are. Our degrees to which we are me's and wants vary, but we are. Hello. So let us daily take up our deny ourselves. And even quickly, can we become a people that quickly deny ourselves? Help me, oh, okay, I'm not talking about y'all. Y'all good. Y'all do it so good, okay? Me, help me, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to quickly deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow you. Through the process of our faith being tried, through the process of the working of patience, daily, quickly, willingly, readily. Oh, Jesus, can we read this in another translation? I don't know which one. Let's just pull up Amplified and see what it says. The Amplified. What does the Amplified say? Consider it nothing but joy. Woo! Ooh, consider it nothing but joy. My brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials, falling into various trials. Also, that just speaks to me that I didn't, like, how did this even happen? One day it was good, the next day I don't know what happened, right? Falling into, didn't see it coming. Unpredictable. Right? Some of these trials just come up on us out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Various. I hear how we speak on this earth, and one of the narratives that we have on this earth is, if it's not one thing, it's another. That's various trials, y'all. We're like, if it's not one thing or another, we're conforming to the world, versus can we continue to present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, that when trials come, rejoice goes up? Can we continue to evolve to a place of being conformed like Christ, that when trials happen, hallelujah, we run to our Garden of Gethsemane and pray and seek and say, Lord, if it be possible, remove this cup from me, but nevertheless, not my will, thine will be done. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, that when the trials come, praise comes too. When a trial comes, worship comes. That when a trial comes, me and us speaking the word of God to the trial, that when the trial comes, we being like Jesus on the boat in the midst of the storm, when the disciples ran to him and say, Lord, Master, Rabbi, Father, We don't you care that we're gonna perish? And he rises up. And he rises up and rebukes the winds and the waves and commands peace be still. And they marvel, like, what type of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey? And we're made in the image of God. And we have the power and authority to even, in the faith, to move mountains. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Does this process feel good? Mm-mm. We may cry through the process. We may grumble through the process. We may say, why, God, at some points of the process. But may we keep running to you, Lord. May we keep looking to you, Lord. May your grace be sufficient, Lord, when nothing else is working. We thank you that your grace is at work in our lives. I thank you that your grace, pour out your grace on us now, Lord. We thank you. Encourage us now, Lord. Strengthen us now, Lord. We thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So is it sometimes that me feeling weak and I gotta deny myself, take up my cross and follow God, knowing that it's his strength that's at work right now? And matter of fact, it's a good thing that I feel weak. It's a maybe a good thing. I don't know how it's gonna happen and when it's gonna happen. Maybe sometimes it's a good thing. I don't know what to do. Because now that's a place of God taking me to the end of myself that I can meet God in these places. Lord, we thank you. I'm going to finish with reading. Thank you for how you're working our faith to a place of perfection, and not a perfection in us, but just really resembling you, God, and resembling a Jesus, and resembling heaven, and resembling the fullness of, like, that measure of faith that you've given us, that we're tapping into the fullness thereof, that we have a full 8 ounce cup, and we're not just taking a little bitty sip and acting like that's all we got. That make sense? No. Okay. Let's just read the Amplified of 1 Corinthians 13. Love endures with patience. There go that word again. Increase our patience. Maybe for some of us, God is saying, be patient, work patience, exercise patience, tap into patience more. Let me see where your patience game at. In serenity, love is kind and thoughtful. It is not, and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag, and is not proud or arrogant. Do we need to deny ourselves, in that place where we find ourselves bragging and arrogant and proud? Ooh, tear down the pride, oh God. Erect humility within us, oh God. Even if we think we are the most humble, if I say that means there's some areas that I can use some more humility. It is not rude. Love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Come on. It is not provoked, nor overly sensitive and easily angered. Ooh, help us in those areas where we're easily offended. Let us deny ourselves, even in the place of offense, being offended. It's not provoked nor overly sensitive or easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong. Endure it. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes. Come on, love game. Believes all things, looking for the best in each one. Hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times. Come on. Love game. Endures all things without weakening. Love never fails and never fades nor ends. So, God, we just thank you right now for this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you're ministering to us as we just present ourselves, and you're doing a work in us and perfecting us and encouraging us and helping us and equipping us, Lord God, and giving us eyes to see and ears to hear, that we are not only hearers of your word, but doers of your word. I thank you, Lord God, that in this place you are healing, Lord God, and you are providing. And we thank you, oh God, for you do favor us. We thank you for the phone calls and the opportunities and the emails and the good news, Lord God, for some of us under the sound of my voice, oh God, maybe all of us, maybe one of us, oh God. But we just thank you, Holy Spirit, for how you are ministering to and just moving in and through our life, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Help us to live at your feet, Lord God. Help our prayer life to go become a richer and deeper, oh God, that we are a reflection of you even when we're not trying. Lord God, I thank you that you are ever-present help in the time of trouble. I thank you, oh God, for sending your angels to all of us to minister to us, guard us, keep us, Lord. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your shalom. We thank you for your love. We thank you for never giving up on us. We thank you for forgiving us, and we just bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Hallelujah. If you so feel led to give in this place of thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is a blessing. It is sown on good soil, and it is nothing but the Lord and not me. Hallelujah. So, God, we just thank you for obedience, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmeracha Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Amen. Same time, same place. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.